Everyone acknowledges that there's a dire housing shortage in New York State and in the North Country. But when new initiatives and projects arise to try to solve that shortage, pushback often kills those projects. People don't want the homes and apartments in their neighborhood. They say it disrupts the character. And sometimes that's code for other things, not wanting low-income people to move in, or people of different races, or just outsiders. In Lake George, a pushback against workforce housing because of concerns about asylum seekers, even though there's almost no way they could live there. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, March 25th. First up, the solar eclipse is just 2 weeks away, and state officials are urging people in the path of totality to be extra cautious. And that includes folks heading out into the Adirondack Wilderness. Jackie Bray is the Commissioner of Homeland Security in New York and spoke alongside Governor Kathy Hochul today. Bray urged people to avoid the Adirondack backcountry.
It's not that we don't want you to appreciate the beauty of the Adirondacks, but we do expect that our Department of Environmental Conservation, our state police teams will be out in force, potentially having to do additional search and rescues, and we want to limit that as much as possible.
The path of totality passes right through the Adirondacks. The state's Homeland Security is setting up an emergency operations center in Raybrook for the day of the eclipse, which is, of course, Monday, April 8th. Meanwhile, the New York State Police is warning of traffic jams and potential shortages of goods and gas, and they urge anybody who can stay close to home to do so. Meanwhile, Watertown is planning a party, but it's taking precautions and closing its city buildings. Amy Feireisel reports.
Some estimates suggest up to 150,000 people will travel to Watertown on April 8th. The city's population is 23,000. There's no exact way of knowing who will show up the day of, but a lot of folks have registered for Watertown's big event at Thompson Park.
It's interesting to know that so far we have had people from as far away as Europe, Italy, South America, across the country, register to come to this event.
That's Watertown's mayor, Sarah Campo-Pierce. She and other city officials held a press conference last Thursday to prep local residents on what to expect during the eclipse and the weekend preceding it.
The city of Watertown is ready for the April 8th eclipse. We are prepared to make a fun, safe, and memorable experience for residents and visitors alike. Please do your part and take steps to make sure you and your family members are ready as well.
Much of the conference was focused on public safety and the potential for a gridlocked city. Watertown is closing City Hall and all city offices on April 8th. Trash won't be picked up, and the city's ice rink and library will also be closed. City planner Jeff Erda said they know they won't have enough parking.
And it's very possible that walking will actually be the fastest way of getting from point A to point B. So anybody that is able-bodied and able to walk, we strongly encourage you to choose walking as your way to get around Watertown that day.
To celebrate the eclipse, the city has planned a huge party at Thompson Park. There will be music, food trucks, bounce houses, and educational exhibits starting at 11 a.m. and ending at 6 p.m. It's called Total Eclipse of the Park. In case of an emergency, the Watertown City Fire Department will have personnel and equipment placed at different locations around the city. The state police will also be sending additional troopers into the area during the event. To avoid emergencies, Watertown's fire chief, Matt Timmerman, said to be prepared with warm clothes and other supplies.
Also, remember that wherever you are come eclipse time, midday is probably where you are going to remain for an extended period of time. So just plan accordingly. Make sure that you are where you want to be.
Being prepared was also the main takeaway from the New York State Police's eclipse guidelines, which they released last week. It says that the state police are preparing strike teams to monitor traffic and respond to automobile accidents across the state. It says the agency is preparing for an increase in 911 calls, gridlocked traffic, and the potential for stranded motorists and empty gas stations. The guidelines recommend that visitors plan to stay put on Monday night. It also suggests fueling up before you arrive at your destination and have extra food and water in your vehicle. For residents, it advises avoiding roadways after the event. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.
Mm-hmm. tourist towns have this big quandary. When tourists flood the community during high season, they need workers for the restaurants and bars and hotels. And that means those places need housing for those workers, but only for that short season. Lake George has a plan to do something about that. They want to turn a derelict motel property right in the heart of the village into seasonal worker housing. The project even became a part of its $10 million downtown revitalization state grant earlier this year. But some business people have soured on the idea, in part because of unfounded concerns that it may be used to house asylum seekers. Tony Hall wrote about the issue in the Lake George Mirror. He says the opposition came as a surprise.
It's not clear where that particular fear came from. The planning director said it was a combination of misinformation and fear-mongering, but it certainly has put a pause to this project. And so local governments are now thinking about, well, is there a way of dispersing this housing across the village and town so it won't be so obtrusive or it won't be so compact?
Is there any truth to the concerns of people that, you know, this would become, you know, housing for asylum seekers?
Prior to this project coming forward, the Warren County adopted an emergency order which would prevent any kind of lodging being used to house asylum-seeking migrants without the express authorization of the board. And as the county administrator told me, that is a legally enforceable document. This was not going to happen. But nevertheless, some business owners said that the actions of the county would not be sufficient to deter New York State if it had a mind to house migrants there. There were also some concerns that it would be taking a valuable property off the tax roll. And as the director of planning and zoning explained to me, this would be a private development, which means that it would remain on the tax rolls.
There were some other concerns there as well, that you would take property off the tax rolls as well. What's the next step here? What I mean, is this basically a dead project, or can this go forward? Can the town and the village say, hey, no, there is, you know, there's no indications that the state is going to house asylum seekers here. They really can't. Where does the town and village go from here?
As part of the plan to develop a strategy to use the $10 million grant, they're going to be discussing a number of projects. They may still discuss the possibility of purchasing this motel property and entering a partnership with a private developer to turn it into workforce housing, or they can look at other sites, either outside the bounds of the downtown, or they can look at a number of properties that might lend themselves to serving workforce housing. And in the meantime, I think the private businesses will continue to try and find ways to house their own employees. But you can see this is, I think, an example of like how, you know, global politics become localized. I mean, you can imagine our businessmen paying attention to, you know, Fox TV or whatever, and, you know, developing these fears about migrants and adopting them and imagining them taking place in their own community. I mean, that's what I think the planning director referred to as fear-mongering. And, of course, I think, I can't remember, it was the beginning of last year that New York City was busing migrants to some hotels in suburban areas. But there was never any intention that anyone was aware of transporting migrants as far north as Warren County.
Tony Hall is owner and reporter for the Lake George Mirror newspaper. You can find his article on the Lake George Worker Housing Project by going to our website, ncpr.org. We have more news there all the time, ncpr.org. Music today by Christopher Watts of Canton and Evan Veenstra of Gananoque, Ontario. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.